And now this week in Charleston history. On January 13, 1733, James Oglethorpe and the first settlers for Georgia arrived in Charlestown on the Anne. The merchants of Charlestown were excited and supportive of the new Georgia colony, an English settlement between St. Augustine and Charlestown. To them, it meant greater security against the Spanish. On January 14, 1864, General Beauregard wired the Confederate government in Richmond, Virginia, saying,
"Fire of enemy on city for last 2 days has been almost continuous. Some range nearly 5 miles. Although averaging over 100 shots a day, only one person wounded."
January 15, 1821, Charleston Councilman John L. LaFar warned Reverend Morris Brown that the city would not tolerate instructional school for slaves, as education of such persons was forbidden by law. Morris Brown was born a free African American in Charleston in 1770. In 1813, he traveled to Philadelphia with another free African American, Henry Drayton, to collaborate with the Reverend Richard Allen in the founding of the country's first African Methodist Episcopalian Church. On January 16, 1825, several members of Beth Elohim withdrew from the congregation and joined a larger number who were not members, establishing a new place of worship. They called themselves the Reformed Society of Israelites. They met at Selye's Masonic Hall at 209 Meeting Street. This was the first Reformed Jewish society in America. On January 17, 1781, the Knights Terrible Society was organized at Mr. Holliday's Tavern for the purpose of drinking once a week during the British occupation. They disbanded after the British evacuated the city. Sounds like a society that needs to be resurrected. And that's this week in Charleston history, exclusively on The Sound of Charleston 105.5 The Bridge.